This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to this WSOY stream. For more local information, including reports, tips, and help with the COVID-19 virus, visit nowdecatur.com. Now to your stream, brought to you by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Donations are needed to ensure a safe and fun event for families during COVID.
Maybe the long lines won't quite be as long. Get those reservations made as soon as you can.
Reservations can be made online now at nowdecatur.com. Early voting begins today. Today is also the day that Macon County Clerk Josh Tanner's office will begin sending out mail-in ballots to those who made such a request. The deadline to request a mail-in ballot is October 29th. The IRS is sending out nearly 310,000 letters to people in Illinois, encouraging them to see if they're eligible for a stimulus payment. The letters are going to people who aren't typically required to file federal income tax returns, but may qualify for the payments. Those who think they're eligible can register at irs.gov before October 15th. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
The protests spread nationwide. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That was in Washington, D.C., chanting Breonna Taylor's name in the anger over a decision in Louisville, Kentucky, to not indict the two police officers who fired the shots in a drug raid on her home in March that killed Taylor. In the protests in Louisville last night, two police officers were shot.
Police are asking for people's help trying to piece together how two of their officers were shot. Louisville police say their officers were responding to reports of gunfire near where there was a large crowd at an intersection about a half mile from City Hall. Police say they are still trying to piece together the chain of events from there, but also Louisville's police chief says he's worried for the safety of Louisville's finest.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Louisville says the officers are stable. Now, one Louisville officer in that raid was indicted for wanton endangerment, but Attorney General Daniel Cameron says as for the other two cops,
according to Kentucky law, the use of force by Mattingly and Cosgrove was justified to protect themselves.
Because Taylor's boyfriend fired first when they came into the home. President Trump tweeted law and order, and then he was praying for the officer shot last night. His challenger Joe Biden condemned the violence. Also last night, the president touted his coronavirus response that Democrats call a failure. Something else the president said or didn't say is getting attention. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, President Trump refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power during a White House news conference, again attacking mail-in voting.
Get rid of the ballots and you'll have a very peaceful, there won't be a transfer, frankly, there'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney tweeted in part, any suggestion that a president might not respect this constitutional guarantee is both unthinkable and unacceptable. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden reacted by saying, what country are we in? Adding, I don't know what to say. Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The day after Joe Biden went to North Carolina, President Trump will go to the battleground state. Then he will campaign in Florida, where one of the former Democratic candidates is being investigated, Mike Bloomberg. The billionaire has reportedly been helping pay fines for convicted felons to allow them to vote. Florida's attorney general says that may violate the state's ethics law. Also under investigation in Florida, a former member of Congress.
Former Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton is accused of spending about $50,000 in campaign money on lavish hotels and meals, as well as a trip to Disney World with her kids and grandchildren. Expense reports are said to show she spent $4,000 at Disney and $44,000 at New York and Florida hotels. Her lawyer told the Miami Herald they're cooperating with the Justice Department investigation, and if mistakes were made, it wasn't intentional. Ross Leighton is a Republican from Miami who was in Congress for 30 years. She was also the first Hispanic woman elected to Congress. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may rebound a bit. Futures are up a little today after a plunge. The Dow dropped 525 points. The Nasdaq lost 330. Now to the NBA playoffs.
The Miami Heat holding out for a hero to get the Game 4 win in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hero, long three-pointer. Bang! Tyler Hero from way downtown.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Tyler Hero drills a three-pointer there, shining with a game-high 37 points off the bench as the Heat hang on to defeat the Boston Celtics 112-109 Wednesday night. Hero's 37, the second most points all time in an NBA playoff game by a player before they turned 21 years old. The Heat now with the 3-1 series lead in the East Finals and a chance to advance on to the NBA Finals for the first time in 6 years with a win Friday night. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In hockey, Tampa Bay beat Dallas 5-2. The Lightning have a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This year, business as usual has been anything but. At Busey Bank, we know you still have financial goals. Our team is here to develop plans and help build strategies that work as hard as you do. With the right partner and investment strategies in place, you can take charge of the years ahead. Busey's wealth management experts are right beside you. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 78, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 53. For Friday, sunny with a high near 80, and Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, September 24th edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur where the mayor, Julie Moore Wolf, will join us. City Hall insider, Paul Osborne. Natalie Beck from the Community Foundation. Debbie Bogle from the United Way. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. As so often happens, it is so strange doing this a long time. We'll have a conversation, and then that conversation from yesterday morning will permeate throughout the rest of my day into the evening and back into the next morning.
Okay.
Electric, electric, electric.
Mm-hmm.
You had sent an article last night, which we'll get into here in a little bit. We were talking about electric cars. In general, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember how the conversation started. Elon Musk?
Probably. I think that's where he went.
Well, I mean, we were talking about the, you know, how available, how long,
right?
How, you know, are we looking at 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 5 years, you know, because things happen so rapidly now. I mean, you know, you can't lay the old groundwork over sort of new things. And last night, yesterday evening, I was flipping around. I told you I purchased a new iPad before we took our trip to Utah. And I found last night, and I don't know why it took me 2 weeks to find this, but with the purchase of the new iPad, I had Apple TV free for a year.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I didn't notice that until yesterday. I'm not sure why.
I noticed mine like 6 months after I got my phone.
Really?
Yeah, legitimately.
Okay, so they're not doing a really good job branding inside their own, you know, delivery systems.
Yeah, sure.
You know. But anyway, long story short, I watched a couple of episodes of Long Way Up on Apple TV. And it is kind of a prequel, not a prequel, a sequel to Long Way Down and Long Way Round, which is a Ewan McGregor thing where he gets alongside a friend of his by the name of Charlie Borman, and they take these motorcycle trips, these sort of grandiose in scale, but pretty down to earth in how they do it. And the entire thing just made its debut on Apple TV September 18th, I think, and there's new episodes that are coming out every week, and I think there's only a total of five. But here's the kicker, Nick Smith. They decided to do this on electric motorcycles.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that the new one was on electric bikes.
And literally starting at the very southern tip of Argentina, making their way through 13 countries in South and Central America all the way back to Los Angeles. The problem is, this was filmed last year. It started in 2018, the planning for this. Charlie Borman had been in a couple of bad motorcycle wrecks, and they got together, and they hadn't seen each other or really done anything since the last one around in 2007, so it had been a long time. I'm a big fan of Ewan McGregor.
Of course.
Just like him as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like when you watch some of this reality stuff, you get at least a sense of who they are?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm willing to accept their public persona as what it is until I'm told otherwise.
I like the way he laughs.
Mm-hmm.
He is a bend over laugher, which is always a genuine thing to me.
Right.
I mean, that there's actual joy in the laugh.
Yeah. If you ever see some of those shows, I think it's called Graham Colton, like their equivalent of Jimmy Fallon or whatever. He's always on the
couch. Graham Norton.
That's right. He just sits there and he's just belly laughing and having a good time no matter what the circumstances
and I
are.
And I like the way that with a nod and a wink, he's accepted that the Obi-Wan stuff is going to be with him forever.
Yeah, and he's going to get a chance to be Obi-Wan some more.
I know, but I mean, yeah. A lot of people, mm-hmm. the Daniel Craigs of the world, sort of seem resentful of
right.
that kind of thing. And he's got an old, like, 68 Volkswagen, you know, that he's had restored and he's turning into an electric car. But he's got the little Lego Obi-Wan, you know, keychain. and no matter where they are in Argentina, whatever, may the force be with you.
Mm-hmm.
He accepts it with great dignity and grace.
Awesome.
But here's the problem, and the problem that we talked about. It's pretty fascinating. I don't give away too much of it because I want you to watch it if you enjoy this kind of thing. The planning, the logistics, the adventure. They got with Harley Davidson to create. They had prototypes, you know, but they were certainly not market ready. Mm-hmm. And in 2019, but the two electric bikes, motorcycles, are Harley Davidson's.
Yeah, I think they have since released commercial models of that. I think because I had read into them, or they're certainly on the runway to go out. But yeah, they were a little ahead of the curve as far as being ready. And I'm sure that played into some problems.
And then they had two trucks. Is it Rivian? Is that the company in Michigan that took over a Mitsubishi plant?
Rivian.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was going to screw that up. And they prototyped two trucks. Mm-hmm. You know, they were not supposed to go into production until 2021, next year.
Right.
But these are off-road sort of adventure trucks that are all electric as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of interesting stuff in episode one of just the logistics and the planning. And they met with, you know, the Argentinian consulate. You know, like, where are we going to charge these things? Can you charge it off a house? Can you charge it off a hotel? Can there be chargers that go with you, you know, that are portable.
Mm-hmm.
And then the truck company again.
Rivian.
Yes. They committed to planning and building charging stations all the way through this 13,000-mile
trip.
Wow. But it is nothing but a mess when they get on the road. I mean, day one, they are in a hotel that's not even open. Bikes are dead. Trucks are dead. It's 40 below zero, snowstorm, and you're already having the problems even with all the planning.
Yeah. Well, those are still, you know, a special circumstance. You know, there's no road to ride on, and using a metaphor there, yet.
Yeah, but I'm just saying there is a lot of yet out there.
For sure.
And this series, while they really wanted to commit to doing the electric, it has presented a certain number of challenges, even with all of the unbelievable resources they were able to bear. Not everyone has Harley Davidson or this off-road adventure truck company, the investment of, you know, camera crews and all of this. It is a British documentary and made its debut September 18th on Apple. Is it Apple Plus? What is Apple's channel called?
It's Apple TV Plus.
Okay. You would think that they would all not come out with the word plus.
Really, it's Apple TV, but Apple TV also allows you to watch, like, stuff you already own, or you can rent things and stuff. So
yeah, you can import a lot of stuff through the Dash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, the first three episodes are up on Apple TV, and it's fascinating, and just sort of getting to see them. I would love to do this kind of thing. This would be intriguing to me.
Yeah, I think that would be an excellent way of, you know, kind of traversing the world or getting to see it, because you're actually in the world. You're not flying over it. You're absorbing
it
as you go.
The camera crews are sort of with them at the beginning and the end of the day. And then there's one motorcycle camera guy that goes with them. But when the motorcycles are out, they're basically out. There's some drone stuff, but they have their own cameras, their own microphones built into the helmets. And so most of what you see is just literally the two of them, you know, on the road. And the crazy thing is how quiet these Harley Davidsons are.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's not the same mechanical buildup of it. It's just a machine, a motor, not an engine.
I know, but it also is interesting to see the frustration of them trying to put electric cords through windows, just trying to get any juice at all to be able to make them move. Now, these Harley Davidsons will do upwards of 100 miles without recharging.
Oh, that's cool.
And they have found, or they found at least according to the documentary, that the motorcycle world is way behind the automotive world when it comes to this technology.
Right, because a large portion of people that ride, not out of function, but out of, you know, the experience and whatnot, it's the sound, it's the smell, it's the, you know, it's all of those different things. Those that commute via motorcycle would probably be completely fine and happy to do this. But to sit on a...
Yeah, but interestingly enough, these are both very, very experienced motorcycle riders, and they talk about the enjoyment of not having the vibration, that you feel more of the road, that you get a truer experience of being on the road because the bike itself isn't sort of in between you and the road with the vibration and the noise, and you get a much cleaner experience.
So if you actually give it a chance, you might get more of
what
you
want.
They
love it. But it does, you know, as I traveled out west for 2 weeks and saw the gap in technology, meaning it was a wonderful thing. I'm not complaining, but like, you just don't have cell service. You don't have Wi-Fi. You go down to Argentina, and you wouldn't think, but the southern tip of Argentina having a blizzard. But, I mean, there's winter snow-covered mountains. I mean, they're out in very cold temperatures. The bikes won't charge when they're cold. We still have a lot of gaps to make up before this becomes an everyday reality for people.
Sure. I mean, when we were talking about vehicles, I had the equivalent of, like, what you would plug an appliance into, like an oven. IQ Electric ran one out in my garage for me. It was that simple. So when I end up with the electric car, I just plug it in. I mean, it's to that simple nature for me to come to and from the radio show every day. That's
right.
All I need.
But if your car's parked outside and it's 20 degrees below zero,
that might create some challenges.
Yes. There's just some interesting stuff. We don't have the technology infrastructure.
Not yet. No.
Not yet. Mm-mm. But we will. Mm-hmm. And one would assume it would be cheaper, being like they had solar powered van that they thought would be able to charge the bikes, and it didn't
just
do
couldn't keep
anything.
Up yet,
couldn't
yeah.
keep up. So it's fascinating. It's worth watching. It's an interesting, if you are a fan of those adventure kind of shows, and you get to go along on the adventure because they don't have it all figured out, and so you get to go through all these mistakes with them. And the nerves and the staying up at night, not being able to sleep, worried about starting, and then they get to go do all this thing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would love to see that, especially with the electric bike twist to it.
Yeah, the Live Wire is what the Harley-Davidson is called. Mm-hmm. And you go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and a couple of years ago, probably 10, 12 years ago, at the Community Leaders Breakfast, they had the Harley-Davidson guy come in and speak. He was fantastic. And those employees that worked on those two bikes to get them ready for Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman did all of it on their own time.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, they volunteered. They worked their normal jobs and then during off hours did all of the work to put those bikes together.
Yeah.
That's how much they love what they do.
Right. And imagine being part of that team that revolutionizes and gives your bike company that jolt in the arm someday.
You know,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. So it's an interesting show.
Oh, cool.
And that's about as far as I've delved into Apple TV. I mean, I have one of the Apple... Mm-hmm. Whatever you call it, the box.
Oh, Apple. That's actually also called
Apple TV. And, you know, you can use that to sort of, watch through your iPad if your TV doesn't get certain apps or different things. But it was interesting to see. So it's like $4.99 a month, I think, is what they charge. I noticed when I signed up for the free year, it said starting in September of 2021, I would be charged $4.99 a month.
Okay. Yeah, I've watched in entirety the Aaron Paul, Octavia Spencer show that's on there.
Okay.
Where he's a criminal and she's a writer that might have contributed to him getting put away. And then the unraveling and, you know, I don't want to spoil that. It was very good. And we've watched The Morning Show, about 75% of that with Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell.
I asked Lindsay, it's also Billy Crudup, right, who got a recent Emmy for that show, if she wanted to watch it. And she's got some sort of stigma attached to it already.
I would describe it as no worse than a C+, but depending on how you might like
it. Remember the
Aaron
Sorkin show on HBO called The Newsroom?
Yes.
Similar?
Yeah. It gives you a little more behind this, I think, a little more of the, hey, underneath the cover of who these people are. Gives you just a hint more. Just a hint.
All right, I have a question for you going into the break. Are you familiar with the term Godwin's Law?
Not off.
Okay. I wasn't either. I'll explain what it means, and in its practical use with a high school football coach, and why I think most of this stuff is falling in a really tone-deaf way when it comes to high school sports. And I don't mean mom and dad and junior who wants to play and is incredibly disappointed that they can't play. I think the idea that some coaches, and this is a coach with a lot of success, for a school in Springfield that has won an awful lot of state titles, why they overemphasize their importance in life using the Godwin's Law in a radio interview, and I'll explain it to you on the other side of the break. Right now, Nick Smith has your three-day forecast. I'm telling you, it just looks like nothing but beautiful for the next, like, 10 days.
Yeah, today's going to be sunny with a high of 78, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 53. For Friday, beautiful and sunny with a high near 80. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 86 and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees and your WSOY time is 6:22.
Freeze your meat right now.
It's the fall freezer sale going on now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We have a freezer for everybody.
I just made a big dinner, and nobody came over because of the coronavirus. Do you have a freezer for me?
We have a small freezer for your leftovers, ma'am.
I'm a hunter and would very much like a deep freeze. Thank you very much for having me on your commercial.
We have a big freezer for you, sir.
I'm very important and have expensive taste in ice cream and buy it by the gallon. I must have a freezer.
How about a medium-sized freezer?
Ooh, thank you.
We have brands like Frigidaire, Amana, Summit, and Beko. You get a freezer. You get a freezer. And you get a freezer.
I feel like that TV lady.
But get one before our inventory goes cold.
Big Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
I'm Corky Nicholson from Hickory Point Bank. What good are values if they change according to circumstance? At Hickory Point Bank, our values are as constant as the sunrise, which is why we've inspired trust and loyalty among our customers for decades. Of course, we consider loyalty a two-way street, so no matter what the circumstances, we'll be here to serve you, to guide you, and to help you succeed. Because those are the values that matter most. Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
Local sports are a hot topic on the newly returned Eric Lee Show with Richland's Courtney Carson, presented by Earth Mover Credit Union. And when our guest is a coach, athlete, sports writer, or event organizer, that's when we take you inside the locker room, presented by Brinkotter Realtors. All sports interviews courtesy of Central Illinois' premier real estate agency, Brinkotter. And all available under its own tab of podcasts at NowDecatur.com and the free NowDecatur app. So join Eric and Courtney as they go inside the locker room, thanks to Brinkotter Realtors, weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. on WSOI Decatur.
Seems to be we're having a lot of computer issues in studio these days. Just me?
No, you're right, man.
Okay. I want to get right back to it because we're limited in our time before the bottom of the hour news break. I saw this headline on Capital Facts yesterday, and it intrigued me. Flag thrown after Springfield football coach triggers Godwin's Law. And I thought, that's interesting. What is Godwin's Law? And so I looked it up. And evidently, there is an attorney, an American attorney, an author by the name of Mike Godwin. And back in 1990, he created this adage asserting that as an online discussion grows longer, the probability of comparison involving Nazi or Hitler approaches one. That is how many comments it takes to get to Nazism and or Adolf Hitler. And he just wanted to do an experiment, he said. And now, and it was originally for like Usenet news group discussions, you know, early days of the internet. And now it's just sort of a catch-all phrase on how quick do we get to Hitler. And unfortunately, it's all too often we've seen with protest, we've seen, right, with the swastikas. And I don't know if it's because so much time has passed or people just have incredible insensitivity towards, you know, Jewish people or the horrors of what happened under the Nazi regime, or they just really don't understand dictatorships and mass murder. I mean, that it's so easily comparable to something that's inconvenienced you in life.
Yeah, I think for most people, it's just, all right, everybody can universally accept that as bad. So here is something that we don't have to argue the merits of it being bad, which is unfair. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but that's why people do it. It's an easy way to sum up.
It doesn't make it anything close to right. And grown-ups ought right. to be setting better examples for kids. Now, the coach, who is the coach, literally, of Sacred Heart Griffin football, who have won a lot of state championships. And this guy's name's Ken Leonard. I don't know him. I've never met him. He's 67 years old. I don't have anything against him. But this is what he said to WMAY in an interview 2 days before the Let Us Play rally in Chicago and Springfield, which was pretty much a bust if you look at the numbers of people that participated. Leonard recalled that his late father, John, had been a staunch Democrat who served in the Army during World War II and later told his children that people should stand up against some government actions. He told me, and he told all my brothers and sisters, don't ever let them take your guns. Do not let them get you like sheep where they tell you what to do, because that's what the Germans and the Jewish people did at that time, and that's kind of what's happening a little bit. I mean, our governor right now is telling our parents that he knows how to parent their kids better than they do, and he's going to keep them healthy. Well, you know what? That's a parent's job. Now, he was interviewed by Bernie Schoenberg for the State Journal Register, and he said, I apologize to the governor if I, and then he said, I'm not calling him Hitler. He said, I probably went too far because I get too carried away, but it was not meant that way. I just wanted to say we want the parents to make choices. That's the bottom line. Then say that.
Yeah, you don't
invoke the memory of the Holocaust because you can't play high school football right now.
Yeah, he said it's kind of like that. It's not really like that at all.
Now, I'm willing to accept his, like, I got worked up. I went too mm-hmm. far. Okay, yeah. Great. That's fine. You know, words are just words after all. We spend way too much time trying to sort of silence everyone because we don't like the words. But you got to stop this. And if you want people to buy into your argument or understand, I think you got to quit doing something with a Jewish governor, which is really close to anti-Semitism with all this Nazi stuff.
Oh, yeah, I had forgotten about that.
And high school football is not concentration camps.
No.
People were baked to death in ovens. You've got your schedule rearranged. Show some, literally, some responsible behavior to those young athletes about how to be a leader and a decent stand-up human being. Please. I don't really feel like that's asking too much. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Back with more after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Like many events this year, Boo at the Zoo will look a little different. The family favorite tradition will begin at Scoville Zoo on October 16th and run until the end of October. This year, however, you will need to make reservations. Park District Executive Director Bill Clevenger says the reservations are needed to ensure a safe and fun event for families during COVID.
Maybe the long lines won't quite be as long. Get those reservations made as soon as you can.
Reservations can be made online now at nowtocater.com. Early voting begins today. Today is also the day that Macon County Clerk Josh Tanner's office will begin sending out mail-in ballots to those who made such a request. The deadline to request a mail-in ballot is October 29th. The IRS is sending out nearly 310,000 letters to people in Illinois, encouraging them to see if they're eligible for a stimulus payment. The letters are going to people who aren't typically required to file federal income tax returns, but may qualify for the payments. Those who think they're eligible can register at irs.gov before October 15th. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowtocater.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Two of our officers were shot.
A suspect's in custody after the shooting during protests in Louisville, Kentucky. Interim Police Chief Robert Schroeder says both officers are expected to survive. The protests are over no murder or manslaughter charges filed in the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor in March. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the officers announced themselves before entering her apartment looking for drugs and that her boyfriend fired first, wounding one officer, believing they were intruders. Joe Biden's off the campaign trail today. We're told to prepare for next Tuesday's debate with President Trump. He is hitting three states in 3 days. Fox's Jeff Benassa reports today.
President Trump holds a Great American Comeback event in Jacksonville, Florida. He's expected to rally around the Second Amendment in Newport News, Virginia, tomorrow over the state's new laws that have led to the confiscation of guns. That before he's back in Pennsylvania on Saturday for an event in Middletown.
America's listening to Fox News.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 78, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 53. For Friday, sunny with a high near 80, and Saturday, sunny with a high near 86, and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:32.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What happened to your guy at Tesla yesterday? What did they have? Some sort of massive network outage?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what happened, to be honest with you. They got a lot going on. He just had another day where he made more than a billion dollars in a single day. I think it was the third time that's happened.
Okay. So, there's a lot of swings. I mean, he seems like a mood swing guy company, right?
Well, he's the type of guy that doesn't filter. So he'll go out. I mean, you could ask him on the spot and he'll go, here's our secret technology we're working on. I mean, that's just how he rolls. He's no filter.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I mean, he may be the guy, whether you like him or not, you know, that leads the charge and is the face of a lot of this. And he won't be the only one. It'll take everybody else sort of coming in behind and filling in the gaps to see where this is going. But I'm curious, after watching this show, if you could take two motorcycle enthusiasts and make them happy. Well, for the most part, as far as the ride is concerned, then why not?
Right. I mean, that's he works. He has a company doing home solar, you know, that's battery powered for your home. After it captures that, he's working on the semi trucks that are coming. He's got the vehicles, obviously SpaceX, and then he's got his boring company where he's working on super fast travel that basically is the combination of bank tubes going out to the drive-thru.
Yeah, but is that working? I mean, where is it working? I mean, who's embracing that?
Well, he's got just that small tunnel that he's doing tests on.
But wasn't there some conversation in Chicago in and around that for a while?
As soon as it's working, these big cities are for sure going to use it.
All right,
if it works, I mean.
Well, you can watch the Apple Plus show, Long Way Up. By the way, beautiful. Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, all the way up through Colombia, Central America, Mexico, into Los Angeles. That's the 13,000-mile journey through 13 countries in 100 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds beautiful.
Huh?
Sounds beautiful.
Would you guess snowstorm in Argentina?
I wouldn't have.
I've never been to Argentina. I've seen Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to Brazil, where we were a few years ago, and you can go to this Iguazu Falls, which is an unbelievable. I mean, I feel like there are places that you can go. And then once you've seen it, it sort of ruins like your experience moving forward. Like once you've been to Italy, you're not ever going to be impressed by a church.
Right. Yeah. Does okay. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Like what is you almost come back and go, oh, that's cute craftsmanship.
Yeah. But there's a point there, in Rome where, and you've got the Vatican and you've got the church and the square there. And in that church, like there's little markings on the ground of where all the other churches end. It's almost like a little sort of subtle Italian bragging, like, oh, you think your church, the National Cathedral? Yeah, we can lay that down inside here. We've still got, half a mile.
Right. Anything from their equivalent of a Cracker Barrel has flying buttresses and
absolutely
and archways.
So, and then you can go to a place called Iguazu Falls in Brazil, and Argentina is right across the falls are basically the border, and so you can see on the other side is Argentina. And once you've seen these waterfalls, they've been used in Indiana Jones and all kinds of movies. But there is, I don't know how many, 270 waterfalls or something crazy like that, right?
Right.
So once you've seen that, you're going to be hard-pressed to be impressed by a waterfall.
Exactly. Yeah, and I imagine that Ewan McGregor has had his fair share of things that he's seen that, in traveling 13,000 miles on this trip and everywhere else he's been, I bet he's seen a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, I've stood there and looked at Paraguay on one side and Argentina on the other. I know my buddy Kevin's been hunting. They hunt doves, I believe, or in Argentina. That's a very big thing. But yeah, it's a fascinating show. Check it out. Now I got to go back and watch the other two because I didn't see those.
Oh, that's cool.
But although I don't know if I want to go back to 2004 and watch anything when it comes to sort of reality TV, right?
Exactly.
You're going to go, wait, what? Is that a flip phone?
Yeah. Why is it so grainy?
Yeah. All right. We have a lot to get to here today. Got a big stack of stuff, kind of reinforcing what we were talking about yesterday. Are you familiar with the term doom scrolling?
I don't know that off the top of my head either.
It's fairly new. And it is a phrase that's making its way through mental health experts. And the dangers of this, we talked to Jessica yesterday about this. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And doom scrolling is what is described as wasting all of those hours online, on your phone, on your iPad, social media. And you're feeling down in the dumps after you use it. You get an immediate reward of using it.
Right.
because that's the way it's been designed. But then the after effect, the after feel is one of sort of a letdown and depression. That they now have kind of coined the phrase doom scrolling. Does that land with you?
Yeah, I was familiar with the idea of it, but I'd never heard it titled.
Hannah Walker, originally from Virginia Beach, is a doom scroller. She says she just can't help herself, especially on Twitter, with all those headlines, especially at night while you're in bed. Counseling and Wellness Center Pittsburgh told KDKA that the pandemic has logged more people online and digging for despair. I mean, that this last 6 months has amplified it greatly. And the addiction levels and then the arguing and then the war on top of that and then the election and everything else that is going on in the United States of America and around the world, it really is just feeding itself.
That's right, and it's always accessible to you. So when you run out, you know, you can pick right back up. I mean, that's the scary part.
And a psychiatrist that they interviewed said that we're kind of hardwired for it as people, because on an evolutionary level, if we learn about big, scary stuff and we try to get answers, we feel like we have more control over our environment.
Yeah, it's disguised as information seeking, like you're literally just trying to make yourself better and more ready for the world, if you will.
And do you feel like most people are ready for this discussion, though?
No.
Yeah.
But as you read that out loud, I think about the people around me, you know, that I watch scroll and fixated, and I wonder if it's worth having conversations about.
Intervention style conversations?
Early. I mean, like, not like, hey, let's sit down, but like, hey, have you ever thought about this? You know, just pose the question.
I'm suggesting maybe we come up with an entertainment list that we can hit them softly with. Like, you need to watch this.
But they'll be doom scrolling while they're watching.
Yeah, that's the problem. But they might learn a little. What was the great TV series that was on CBS?
Oh, I don't know.
Person of Interest.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
That show was pretty prescient. I mean, if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
Maybe not the way it started, but the way it ended seemed way far-fetched, but almost close to home.
Right? Yeah, I think so.
And speaking of that, I also read a story yesterday that the average American is recorded by security cameras 238 times each week.
Yeah, sure.
But do we quantify that in our life? Do we even think about that?
Mm-mm. Nope, because it's accepted at this point.
Do you, when I find myself, to be quite honest with you, Nick, I don't think about it.
No, why would you? You've accepted it.
Have I? I mean, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. You have. I mean, your willingness or desire to not be okay with things and to step, you know, to kind of, but it's just the cost of doing business. And I mean, also you're carrying around a camera. That's on.
I get that. I mean, I'm talking about just Big Brother, whatever you want to call it. You know, watching someone else watching 238 times a week seems like a larger number than I would have taken a stab at if you'd asked me just blindly how many times are you being recorded.
Yeah, I think it's higher than I would have thought about, especially in Decatur. But like, if you're in Chicago,
this is the average American.
Yeah, yeah. I will tell you this. My gut feeling is if that number is 238 in 2020, I bet it is 15,000 by 2025.
Five.
Yep.
Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, there's a good side to all that. You can solve crimes and you can, you know.
Traffic flows.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of good things. But, yeah, I think we've just scratched the surface, and it's gonna multiply to where you're being recorded at all times. Other than bathrooms, probably. You know.
Who knows?
Well, sometimes.
Who knows? All right. On the other side of the break, we'll check in with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Don't eat alone. Let's support local restaurants and the United Way by eating out as often as possible to support the 2020 United Way's Dine United. Every Wednesday in September and October, visit local restaurants for a socially distanced lunch or takeout. Let's give some love to these restaurants that have continually supported United Way of Decatur and Middle Illinois and now need our support. In Mount Zion, stop by Crawford's Pizza, Black Iron Coffee Company, and Solsta. In Decatur, visit the Beach House, Downtown Decatur Cafe, Coffee Connection, both Main Street and inside DMH locations, the Decatur Club, El Corral, Lincoln Lounge, Lock, Stock, and Barrel, Papa Murphy's Pizza, Richland College's Cafe, Sloan's Calzones, Solsta, Taproot, and University Dogs. It's the 2020 United Way's Dine United campaign every Wednesday, all of September and October. Visit uwdecatur.org for more information. Thank you for dining United.
Rural hospitals are vital to Illinois families and our economy. But Betsy Londrigan supports a government takeover of our healthcare system that could force over half of America's rural hospitals to close down. Here in Illinois, we could lose 39 rural hospitals. Betsy Londrigan's liberal healthcare plan would destroy jobs and jeopardize our care, hurting families with pre-existing conditions the most. A Madigan Machine politician, liberal Betsy Londrigan would make Washington worse. Congressman Rodney Davis is on our side. Rodney is taking on the big insurance companies and drug companies to protect families with pre-existing conditions and to lower prescription drug prices. And Rodney secured funding for PPE for our healthcare heroes and voted to make coronavirus testing free for every Illinois family. Congressman Rodney Davis fights for us.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
As the primary entrance for most homes, the garage door is estimated to operate over 1,800 times per year. To ensure your garage door is always in top-notch condition, let the professionals at Mid-State Overhead Doors help with a garage door tune-up. A simple once-per-year preventative maintenance inspection can improve safety conditions, reduce repair costs, and increase the life expectancy of a garage door opener, garage door parts, and hardware. And it's so easy to do. Just give Mid-State Overhead Doors a call at 422-8030. That's
422-8030. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, City Hall insider Paul Osborne will be joining us at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little bit about that city council race, which is coming up, and very, very important. I know it sort of has taken a back seat to the general election in November, but man, we got a lot of tough decisions ahead, and the makeup of that city council is going to be very important. Mayor, is anyone buzzing about this at all, or does it just feel like years away?
Well, I don't know, Brian. It's I can't remember an election that has been as critical as the municipal election that will be this spring. We know that Pat McDaniel is not going to run. That means there will be one new councilman regardless. I know a lot of people have been taking out petitions, and it's kind of unusual because you used to have to go to the city clerk's office to get a packet, and now you can download anything. It's all online. So there's not really a great sense of how many people are – I know there are a lot of people considering running. So,
yeah, but that's the case every time. I mean, you know, there are people, you know, some kind of on the fringe of things, and whether they actually run or not will be determined. But, you know, who takes out packets to me doesn't always determine necessarily how many candidates we're going.
Well, true, but I know that a number of the people who have gone to City Hall to take out packets
yeah.
are ones that are really angry at me and the rest of our current council for not allowing a marijuana dispensary here. And so they feel that they can change that. There are a couple of individuals who are focused on trying to defund police. And I just know this from kind of creeping Facebook a little bit, but, and comments that have been made at council. So we'll see what happens in the end. But it is imperative that people pay attention to this, because this is what really hits you here at home. I know everybody's focused on the presidential election and, you know, everything that goes along with that. And by the time you hit the municipal elections, there's kind of a voter fatigue because you're so sick of all of it. But it's really important to our future, especially now.
There's no more important vote to cast than who serves on your school board, who serves on your city council, who serves on your county board, your park district. Commissioners, you know, these are the people that have the greatest impact on your day-to-day life.
And yet we have just an abhorrent turnout for these municipal elections. In this round, you have to get a certain number of signatures based on the last election for this same group of people. You only have to get like 85 or 86 signatures. Now, they all need to be valid, so you probably want to get more. But, I mean, that's not very many when you consider how many people are registered to vote here. So it's really, it's very sad that such a small group of people make the decisions that really, really impact your daily life.
All right, let's get to COVID-19 numbers. I'm sure you've seen this on social media, a lot of swirling rumors about outbreaks and not knowing. And what can you say to us this morning? I don't understand what I thought we were, clear to sort of share some of this information through the Illinois Department of Public Health, through the Macon County Health Department, yet there still seems to be a lot of gray out there.
Well, and the health department, the county board chairman, and I are going to meet this morning to kind of let's take everybody's temperature without our entire big group and figure out where we are and where we're going. Brian, I'm very concerned about our numbers. We so far have not been in any kind of warning area, but our numbers are creeping up. Our minority population numbers, I thought we were making some good headway in bringing those numbers down. You know, they're now at a solid 37% of our positives are minority. And indicator, they make up about 20% of our population. So we've got a real issue there. I believe the numbers are creeping up at some of our long-term care facilities. The county board chairman and I really feel like it's imperative that we are very honest with the public about what's going on. And so when I've been able to look at some of the contact tracing type information so far, what I've seen has not been, you know, all centered on an event. Like, you know, in some places you see the national news where it was a big wedding or it was a big reunion or something like that. And from what I've seen so far, we haven't had an event-based thing, but our numbers are not going the right way. And I'm very, very concerned that, you know, we have got to get a handle on this and get it turned around.
All right, but we don't know that for sure, though, right? This is what I don't understand. Like, we understand in the state of Illinois. I mean, let's just stick right here at home with Illinois. You know, we've learned about sports camps or other things where this has happened. How are other health departments sharing this information, but we're not?
It is a local decision on what is shared. And so we are going to be encouraging the health department to give us additional details and information because, you know, as you've said so many times, you know, when we have a death, it becomes a number if we don't know a little bit more about the individual. And just saying, you know, a man in his 50s or a woman in her 80s is not as personal as we need it to be for people to pay attention to
that. Mayor, we had a woman who posted on our social media story whose mother had died, and she told a very poignant sort of firsthand account of how bad this is and what happened and shut all of these naysayers up. I mean, there wasn't anything they could say to her.
And that is what we need.
Yeah.
We need these stories. We need to be able to tell these stories and share them so people realize that these are people you used to work with or you go to church with or, you know, somebody who's, you know, a soccer mom or dad. Or these are real people, and there are people. And there are people who are getting very, very sick, not dying, thankfully, but who get it now, who are like, this is bad. Pay attention.
What can we do to help?
Well, let me get back to you on that. But we've done, you know, I feel like we're somewhat of broken records trying to encourage people to wear masks. The health department has been out, and when they have a second complaint, they actually go and observe places where complaints have been filed when it's a second time. And quite honestly, they went to 8 places within the last week, and all 8 were not in compliance. There were employees not wearing masks. We've got to be vigilant on this. I get it. You can't force your customers to wear a mask, but everybody in your establishment, when you are interacting with the public, need to be wearing masks. That's all there is to it. Or we're in trouble. That's the long and short of it. We're in trouble. And we're going into a season where we're all going to be locked indoors again, breathing each other's air. So we've got to get a handle on this.
I've talked to Dale Coley a little earlier this week. They're going to be offering up flu shots starting next week. I think it's imperative. I'm going to get a flu shot. Mayor, I've never had one in my entire life.
And I get one every year. I work at a hospital where it's required that we get one. So let's think about this. If hospitals require employees to get, require them to get flu shots, and I don't interact that much with patients. I'm not on the floor. I'm not a face-to-face person. So if I'm required to, because the medical community, the medical experts believe this is smart and the right way to control the flu, why don't we listen to them? If you've never had a flu shot, this is your year. Go get one.
I agree. I completely agree. Keep us posted. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully, maybe have a little more insight after your meeting today. Good luck. Tell Kevin we said hello. Kevin Greenfield, the chairman of the Macon County Board. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we appreciate it. Thank you. Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 78, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 53. For Friday, sunny with a high of 80, and Saturday, sunny with a high near 86, and wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:53.
The Springfield politicians are pushing a constitutional amendment on the November ballot.
It would give the General Assembly new powers to drastically change income taxes in Illinois.
If passed, Springfield politicians would have the power to create an unlimited number of tax brackets and raise income rates on every group of taxpayers at will, including middle-income families.
Their tax hike amendment would approve in advance any future tax increases politicians want to impose, with no limits, no accountability, and no voter approval of the rates.
And it would immediately authorize an initial $3 billion tax increase on small businesses, farmers, and large employers, further damaging our economy.
The tax hike amendment is a bad idea at the worst possible time. Join thousands of small businesses across Illinois and vote no.
Paid for by the Coalition to Stop the Proposed Tax Hike Amendment.
At Memorial Health System, we believe great nurses deserve more. Grounded in a culture of safety, quality, and efficiency, Memorial nurses actively search out new ways to set our highest standards of care even higher. We're committed to supporting our nursing staff by providing the highest quality of care for our patients, a safe and effective working environment, a collaborative and supportive culture, and the opportunity to learn and grow. Apply your passion today and see how Memorial means more. Visit jobs.choosememorial.org/nurse. Nurses to get started.
Local sports are a hot topic on the newly returned Eric Lee Show with Richland's Courtney Carson, presented by Earth Mover Credit Union. And when our guest is a coach, athlete, sports writer, or event organizer, that's when we take you inside the locker room, presented by Brinkotter Realtors. All sports interviews courtesy of Central Illinois' premier real estate agency, Brinkotter. And all available under its own tab of podcasts at NowDecatur.com and the free NowDecatur app. So join Eric and Courtney as they go inside the locker room, thanks to Brinkotter Realtors, weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. on WSOY Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, let's break down the numbers. We are literally 40 days until November 3rd, which is officially election day in this country. There are 99 days left in 2020. Does that seem possible?
No, it doesn't. But nothing is going to really change on that 100th day.
No, I'm not expecting. It's not a magic number. It's just sort of like, can you believe it seems like yesterday was March and here we are 99 days until the end of 2020?
No, I mean, that's crazy.
That's all I meant.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you're right, it is very important not to sort of think about this as some sort of countdown to some kind of change or that anything's going to be any different. Things will be different because that's just what the sort of thing we live in, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, not just football coaches, but some teens and parents not doing what they need to do. I don't know if you saw the story out of Massachusetts, but a police cruiser rolled up to a house party earlier in September. And see if this sounds familiar to you in your past. This would have been kind of a normal Friday night. Teens sprinting into the woods, chucking beer cans as they, you know, fled the scene. Now police have charged two parents and their teenager for hosting this huge party, which forced the Sudbury local high school to cancel its in-person reopening so the entire student body could quarantine for 14 days. And the vitriol has flowed at this couple. And the authorities are saying, look, they're going to face some justice here. There's some charges. I'm trying to figure out, A, why parents would let teenagers drink in a house to begin with. I mean, like, why that would be a thing they would do, high school students. But then in the middle of all this, why you think it would be a good idea? And are you just not perplexed at human behavior?
I am perplexed, but I mean, it's the big middle finger to, hey, this isn't real. That's all it is.
So do you believe that there are a lot of people who actually really believe that?
That it's not
that
a
it's
thing.
A hoax.
No, but I do think there are so many that think it has no chance of catching me. I think that there are the people more feel that way than they do that it doesn't exist.
All right, I can understand. And what I keep finding is, like, the 17-year-olds, you kind of go, okay, you're 17, you're 16. But it's the 40-somethings that you I honestly kind of go, how did you get to be 40-something? Right?
Right.
Let's do the math. We'll take a break. Top of the hour stories and news. City Hall insider Paul Osborne will be joining us next. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Department of Justice has awarded the city of Decatur over $29,000 as a part of an effort to combat human trafficking. Grant funds can be used for state and local initiatives, technical assistance, training, personnel, equipment, and more. On Tuesday, U.S. Representative Rodney Davis introduced the bipartisan Operation Feed Our Kids Act. The act requires the USDA to extend the free school meals through the end of the 2021 school year. The waiver authority lapses on September 30th and allows schools the ability to continue utilizing the summer meal programs, such as the summer food service programs and the summer seamless option for the rest of the 2020-2021 school year in order to serve all children. This is National Farm Safety and Health Week. The Illinois Department of Agriculture will be highlighting different health and...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.